The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 30th of December, 2008. It's the birthday of Rudyard Kipling, born in Bombay, now Mumbai, India, 1865. His parents were English. His father taught art in a school in India. Kipling grew up in Bombay in a house with a big garden. He loved life there, playing with the paint and the clay in his father's studio and spending days with his sister and their nanny, who was Indian and who told him stories and took him with her to the marketplace, so that the little boy grew up speaking Hindi much better than his parents did and absorbed all sorts of songs and stories and conversations. But his happy life in India came to an end when his parents sent him back to England during an outbreak of typhoid and cholera. He was sent off to live with a couple whom he disliked. They were very, very strict. They were always punishing him, making him go to school with a sign on his back that said, "Liar." He went to an army school, got a job with the army, and was sent back to India, to Northwest India, where he worked on a daily newspaper and where he started writing fiction and poetry, which became very popular, and he became very celebrated, which he did not much care for. And so he left and moved to Vermont. And it was there that Rudyard Kipling started thinking about his childhood in India. And he wrote The Jungle Book, came out in 1894. Rudyard Kipling, who said, "If history were taught in the form of stories, it would never be forgotten." It's the birthday of the novelist Paul Bowles, New York City, 1910, author of The Sheltering Sky. And it's the birthday of the Canadian writer who coined the term Generation X, Douglas Copeland, born on a military base in Germany in 1961, author of the novel Generation X, Tales for an Accelerated Culture, came out in 1991. Here's a poem for today by Cecilia Wallach entitled Proposals. Mistaking me for someone else, he asked me to marry him. This has happened more than once. The first time I was 18 and the boy had a diamond ring in a box. It was the 4th of July. It was dark. He said, "Happy Independence Day." Of course, the ring was too large and slipped right off my finger into the grass. It belonged to someone else, the woman he married eventually. And when I was 21, that redhead, slow-eyed and slinking out of his grief, said he'd imagined I'd be his wife, but he was mistaken. It wasn't me. Then a drunk who drove too fast, who threw the proposal over his shoulder like some glittering, tattered scarf, I staggered out of his car, saying, "No thanks, no thanks, no thanks." And the man over eggs one morning, in the midst of an argument, saying he planned to wait for spring to ask for my hand, then he never asked. So, of course, I married that one for a while, spent years convincing him I was not his cup of coffee, not his girl. And in Prague, on a bridge called Karlov Most, a stranger, a refugee, who mistook the way I stared at the river for thinking of suicide, who mistook my American passport for his ticket out of there, and others, the man whose children grabbed the food off my plate, called me her, the man in Chartres Cathedral humming the wedding march into my ear. And tonight at dinner with friends, happy discussing their wedding plans, a man I've known for a couple of hours turning to ask me to marry him. I don't know who they think I am. Do I look like a bride in these rags of wind? Do I look like the angel of home and hearth with this strange green fire in my hands? Proposals by Cecilia Wallach from her collection Late, published by Boa Editions Limited, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry. Bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.